What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back to the Pack a Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder, the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11. We got Tommy, we got Sparky joining us hosting from 9 to 11 here on the Mason Crosby Show today, so make sure to stick around for that. Right now joining me is the fan guest on the fan guest hotline is the one and only Camille Davis. You can find her on social media at Camille Monet. Technical Foul Podcast, Pack-A-Day Podcast, Locked on Bucks Podcast. If there's a podcast, Camille's probably on it somewhere. Camille, it's great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
You as well. Doing pretty good. It's getting a little hot here, as I heard you mention the temperature coming up in Milwaukee today. So just trying to enjoy the weather a little bit now that it's not smoky outside.
Yes. It's one thing or the other. It's either going to be rainy and cold, smoky, or 95 degrees. Like there's no other weather right now in Wisconsin. It is smoky, cold, and rainy, or hot, and unbearably hot. So we get unbearably hot today, but at least we're not getting the other two, so I'll at least take that. We've got a lot to discuss, Camille. I'm excited to dig into this with you. One of the first things I've been trying to ask everyone, just because I think it's an interesting and unique kind of take from everyone, is what their kind of key takeaways have been from Packers camp so far. We've had one family night. We haven't had a preseason yet. We've had 12 days of training camp. I know you've been following it as closely as any buddy. What has kind of stood out to you, good, bad, ugly, indifferent? I'll let you go in any direction you want.
Yeah, I mean, for the last couple of years, we've heard like the defense getting off to these really hot starts and things of the sort, and we heard the same thing coming out of this training camp with an added emphasis on this defense, trying to create more turnovers, punch the ball out, be more aggressive in that way. So I'm really curious to see if what we're hearing in training camp for the defense is more so something of what we've seen in years past, where, you know, defenses just tend to come on a little bit quicker than the offense does, and seeing how that translates. I'm really curious about like the turnover component of this defense that we've been hearing about, because last season they took a jump just in the raw numbers of how many takeaways that the defense had. But as mentioned, so many of them came through turnovers and not as many through forced fumbles and things of that sort. So I'm curious to see if this defense, what we're hearing in training camp about the emphasis there, if that's going to carry over into the regular season and we see this defense take another step when it comes to securing takeaways from the opposing offense.
It's such a massive part of the game. I mean, it not only sets your offense up usually in plus positions or takes points off the board from the other team, just one or the other. You're usually getting one of the two, but stealing possessions and just making it easier on you where you don't have to go and continue to defend for, you know, 8, 9, 10 plays. You get off the field and stop one of their opportunities to score. We know that if you're looking at 1A when it turns, you know, comes to like win probabilities and things like that, winning the turnover battles right there. As you mentioned, interceptions were great last year. Forced fumbles were not. There's been a massive emphasis on that, trying to punch the ball out to the point where, like, yesterday So if the running backs are never like truly down. So if they're down or the receivers, the players are still taught to like try to punch the ball out. And even if the play has been dead for like 5 seconds, if you get the ball out, it's still considered a forced turnover and they're tracking all of that stuff. And it really just makes it so that if the player has a ball in their hands at any time, they have to be protecting it. And it just kind of gets them in that mindset as well. There's a play yesterday where the undrafted free agent, White, he's in the pile and like, he can't go anywhere. And Brent Cox is just throwing haymakers in there. And I'm like, dude, like let the guy get out. He's like, I'm like, I if I were playing running, I would be just done in like 5 seconds. I'm like, I'm out of here. Brent Cox is throwing haymakers. I have no longer any interest in doing this. But that's the mentality that they're having right now. And I'm absolutely loving seeing it play out on the field. Again, we're being joined by Camille Davis. Find her on social media at Camille Monet, Technical Foul Podcast, Pack-A-Day Podcast, and Locked On Bucks. One of the things that has been discussed, and I started to see a little bit more, I would say kind of panic with it, you know, over the last 24 hours or so, has been some of the injury issues. We talked about Xavier McKinney, Jaden Reed, Elton Jenkins not practicing yesterday. Keyshawn Nixon did not do teamwork. You've got Dontavian Wicks, Rasheed Walker, Nate Hobbs, Emmanuel Wilson, Marshawn Lloyd, Kamal Haddon, Christian Watson, Colin Oliver, John Williams. We're starting to get a pretty decent laundry list of players who were not out there practicing yesterday. Where is your level of injury concern with these Green Bay Packers right now?
Keep an eye on it. Just keep an eye on it. I mean, it's still pretty early. It's beginning of August right now. So if you have guys popping up on a list, you would rather it be right now than, you know, in 2 months' time when you're in the thick of the season. So I'm keeping an eye on it, especially with like that secondary group there, just because that's the piece of the team in particular that I had the most questions going into the season. And to see like Hobbs is going to be out, to see that McKinney and the, you know, as a safety is going to be out as well throughout the entire preseason. And McKinney's injury in particular is the one that I'm keeping an eye on, because calf injury and soft tissue injuries can just be really, really tricky. You can think it's okay, but you go out there and plant, and the next thing you know, it's not. And it can cause so many issues later on. So the calf in particular is something that I'm looking at. And I'm, you know, a little disappointed feels like a too strong of a word, because I know the players are disappointed if they're injured and can't be out there. But like the Marshawn Lloyd of it all, of like, man, I was really looking forward to seeing the snaps for him. So like, I'm keeping an eye on it, especially the type of injuries that are, you know, coming up, soft tissue injuries in particular. I always take a little bit of a closer look at, but a co-host of mine on Tech File, Eric, he said this, and it's carried with me ever since I heard him say it. And that's, in football, injuries are a feature. They're not a bug. So, like, you have to account for the fact that guys are going to get beat up. It's an inherently dangerous sport. So, keep an eye on it. And this gives a chance for the preseason for the next guys to step up.
Yep. No, I'm right there, too. And some of these might be more serious than what we know. We just don't know at this point. But from what we do know, the only players that are right now, like, threatening to be out for week one, Christian Watson, which we knew for forever since he got hurt last year. We know Travis Glover's out for the year now, and it really seems to be trending that John Williams, the 7th-round pick, is probably not going to be ready by that point in time. That's all. Like, those are the only players that it seems like we have a true feel of like, oh, yep, they're out week one. If there's nothing else week one, if it ends up being, you know, John Williams, Travis Glover, and Christian Watson as the key guys that can't play, I'm not losing any sleep at night over that. Like, they're still in a decent position there. Now, again, Wicks and Reed and Jenkins and some of these guys, we just don't know the prognosis for and what they're, you know, when they might be coming back. But as long as there's nothing, you know, that like is threatening week one at the moment, I have less injury concern. And like you said, these things are just going to happen throughout the course of football and a training camp, etc. Let's talk about something more fun than injuries. You, again, you've had the opportunity to kind of keep your pulse on everything that's been going out on camp, not even talking preseason, but once we, you know, get ready for Packers Lions and the start of the regular season, who are you most excited to go and watch just based on sort of the camp update so far?
Man, there's a few guys. Like, of course, there's the intrigue with Bo Melton to see if he actually takes, you know, on-field snaps during the regular season at cornerback. Nazir Stackhouse, like, hearing an undrafted free agent doing his thing and, like, will he make the team? How can this carry over? But my guy has been Brenton Cox because of just
– love it.
I really loved what I saw from him last year in limited time. Like, he didn't play until week 11 last season after the bye, after the Preston Smith trade. And he played like 160 snaps last year, and he still finished 4th on the defense in quarterback hits and in sacks. And to see that type of production in such a limited sample size hearing him in camp, like he's still flashing a bit in camp. I'm really curious to see how his play continues to go and what that might look like in the regular season for him. Like, I know LVN is the other one to take a look at there on a defensive line and the edge rushing. Yep. And there's been some good things being said about LVN, but Cox in particular, like, it's something about the way that he plays football where I'm like, could there really be more here that could really be an impactful player?
We talked about that punching out. There's a violence to his game that you want with your defensive ends, and he certainly has that. And I'm excited about him and just seeing the style of play. He's just one of those guys that you kind of want patrolling your defense for sure. Speaking of, you know, kind of going from, you know, players to watch overall to maybe some players that you're going to be watching in Packers Jets on Saturday, it's a little bit of a different mentality, but what are you excited to watch in Packers Jets? What will you be keeping an eye on? And what are some of maybe the roster battles too, that you're like, I wonder how this is going to play out?
Yeah, I mean, we know that the Stars will play at least a little bit. I'm really excited that it sounds like the Jets are going to be playing their starters for a little bit of time in this upcoming preseason game. So that's going to be great for Packers players and trying to evaluate what you're seeing from them. So I'm really looking to see those cornerbacks. Like, I want to see Nixon if he's out there. I know he rested on Thursday, so seeing if he plays in the game on Saturday. I really want to see Valentine as well. Like, the cornerback room, Kalen King, Corey Ballantyne, they're going to get extended run out here too. So it's like, I really just want to see how they hold up in coverage, because as we know, the division that the Packers are in, like, there are some high-powered offenses, some really good receivers, some good tight ends. So, like, how can you guys keep up in coverage? And that's the piece for me where I'm really looking forward to seeing in the game against the Jets. And then roster battles, like, offensive line is one I'm keeping an eye on for sure. But, you know, injuries are kind of affecting that a little bit. But Jordan Morgan's going to be able to get out there and get more playing time. It sounds like Jacob Monk is also someone who's going to be out there getting more playing time. So seeing last year's draft picks, what they can do this year should be fun. And wide receiver, the back end of the wide receiver room, I'm really interested in seeing how guys play, the roster battles that come with that, because like a Mecole Hardman is someone whose name has been coming up a little bit more. And I was thinking, like, man, I don't know if he actually makes the roster, but it sounds like there's a definite chance for him to do that. So just seeing how the back end of that wide receiver battle also shakes out.
Mecole Hardman versus Malik Heath has the ability to be a really fun wide receiver battle to keep an eye on for that potential number six spot. Even if somehow they both make it, which one actually gets to be the number six and maybe active on game days, and which one is maybe more relegated to being inactive. That's a really fun battle overall. So definitely one to keep an eye on this one. As we're being joined by Camille Davis, you can find her on the Monday edition of the Packaday podcast. And I think she joins us on every show here on The Fan as well. I think she's racking up frequent flyer miles here on The Fan, and we appreciate her for that. Camille, what actually matters in this Packers Jets game? We know that the final score doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. You know, what actually matters? What, when we get to the end of this game, are you hoping to get out of it?
No injuries for the Packers. That's first and foremost. Get out the preseason game without any major injuries. But outside of that, just looking at individual matchups, like the final score doesn't matter as much as like who is flashing, who's showing, because you're going to be seeing units that you're hopefully, knock on wood, not going to be seeing playing a lot of time in the regular season, given the fact that the starters won't play too much in this game. But just seeing like who flashes, are things that we're hearing from training camp carrying over now that you're able to put the pads on, which is part of why I was like sad, like, dang, I hate that Hobbs got hurt, because he's been somebody in training camp who's been looking for somebody to hit. It's like, you had a chance now, preseason's here, you got someone else to hit, but we won't be able to see that at the moment. So yeah, just seeing the evaluation, hoping no one gets hurt, and seeing what carries over.
Yeah, the injury thing is, of course, you know, 1A, you don't again want some of these injuries to start lingering into the start of the regular season. And then again, just who the standouts are. You might get to second quarter in this game and be like, oh, do I really want to watch? Yeah, I think you do, because there's a lot of these players who are going to end up playing significant snaps for the Green Bay Packers this year, and seeing which of them are ready for it and which of them are not, I think is going to be, we're going to get a taste of that very early on, especially if some of these Jets players do play a little bit longer as starters. This is a this is one of those statement games when you're a new head coach with a team, even if it's a preseason game, he's going to want those guys going out playing hard and that there's a new mentality in New York and things like that. So I'm excited to see how Green Bay kind of stacks up against that for a team that might for a preseason game be a little bit hungrier than most because they do have a new culture, a new coach, everything like that. So let's see how Green Bay and some of these backups kind of hold up to that. The most important thing, Camille, of course, is getting your prediction for this game. It is Packers-Jets. It is our first opportunity to make a real actual game prediction. I'm going to hold you to it forever if you get it right or wrong. So the stakes are high here. Packers-Jets, what's the outcome of the game?
I think it's going to, unfortunately, the win-loss, I think the win's going to fall for the Jets. I'm thinking Jets maybe like 24-21, something like that.
All right, what do you think the line is for the game per the Potawatomi Sportsbook?
The fact that there are lines on preseason games, like, that's crazy.
We're taking this serious, Camille. I'm writing it down on the other side over here, all right?
Please don't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is not who you need to come from, y'all, for gambling advice, but I would guess
this is just entertainment advice.
Yes, purely entertainment advice right now. I would guess the spread is what, 3.5?
Four?
Mm.
No, 3.5 for who?
For the Jets.
It is 3.5 for the Packers, actually. Well, really? They changed it, actually. It was 3.5 yesterday. Hold on. It was 3.5 yesterday. It looks like now it's 1.5. No, it is 3.5. It's 3.5 for Green Bay. My apologies. Yeah, so 3.5 favorites for your Green Bay Packers. So, hey, if you're feeling good about that 3-4 point Jets victory, you have some opportunity here entertainment-wise, Camille. No, obviously, Potawatomi Sportsbook, head over there. They're the absolute best. All right, last but not least, I don't get to talk this very often because, you know, Tommy's the worst, and I get to talk a little bit with Mitch, but I know you get to cover it over on Technical Foul. I know you're a big fan as well. We just had SummerSlam this past week. Got to tune into a good chunk of it, including obviously the main event with Cody and Cena. How did you feel about SummerSlam? What was your big takeaway from that?
It was fine. Like, it was better than WrestleMania was this year, in my opinion. I gave it like a 7.5. Not the best show of the year. I think that's still Elimination Chamber, followed by Evolution 2. So those were probably my top PLEs of the year. But SummerSlam was okay. The Brock Lesnar return of it all, that I don't get. Even if you don't factor in the out of the ring stuff with Brock Lesnar, it's just the storyline doesn't make a lot of sense. Like the John Cena face turn, feel like it happened too quick, and I was like, maybe this isn't real. But then they had the match with Cody, and it's like, oh, this is real. And then Brock comes out, and I was like, the direction, it just feels rudderless right now for like the John Cena final year here, and I feel like The Rock and Travis Scott are to blame, to be completely honest here.
Yeah, that's probably true, which is what a weird thing to be saying. Like, imagine I told you in like, you know, 2015 of like, you know, hey, WWE is going to be massively popular, but The Rock and Travis Scott are just getting a little bit too involved and it's becoming a problem. Like, what a weird thing. But it is true. I actually think that it is true. Camille, I cannot thank you enough. You do such a wonderful job on all of the different avenues that you are part of. But tell us about all those avenues and where we can find all of your incredible work.
Yeah, Packer season is heating up, so make sure you guys are tuning in to Pack a Day podcast. I'm on the audio side every Monday. Technical File podcast, we record live every Tuesday on our YouTube page. We encourage people to come join us, be part of the comments as well. Episodes release on Wednesday, where we talk NFL, NBA, and WWE. And then, of course, the Locked On Bucks podcast. We're still giving it to you guys 5 days a week right now, so check that out for all your Milwaukee Bucks needs as well.
Yeah, it's none of these seasons ever sleep, and I'm still interested to see if there's any final moves for the Bucks as well, and how they kind of round out this roster as we get. It'll be here before you know it. It's going to be like what, end of October, and we're going to actually have like Bucks basketball again, and it's actually right around the corner, which is absurd to say, but I'm certainly looking forward to it and keeping an eye on Locked On Bucks as well. Camille, cannot thank you enough. We'll do it again soon, and you have a wonderful weekend.
For sure. Take care.
You bet. That is Camille Davis. Again, appreciate her joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Follow her on social media at Camille Monet. But we'll be right back with more Pack-A-Day Radio Show right after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.